This is Jay Sekulow, the NSA program under a microscope, and the president is asked about Syria.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Don't you cry no more.
What I can say unequivocally is that if you are a U.S. person, the NSA cannot listen to your telephone calls, and the NSA cannot target your emails. They cannot and have not. It's got to go to the FISA court with probable cause and ask for a warrant.
But so, has FISA courts turned down any requests?
Because, first of all, Charlie, the number of requests are surprisingly small, number one. Number two, folks don't go with a query unless they've got a pretty good suspicion.
Should this be transparent in some way?
It is transparent. That's why we set up the FISA court. One of the challenges that we have is that some of the most effective fighters within the opposition have been those who, frankly, are not particularly friendly towards the United States of America, and arming them willy-nilly is not a good recipe for meeting American interests over the long term.
This is just the way government seems to operate these days, and you have to wonder who's advising people to act like this.
Does the president feel that he has violated the privacy of any American?
He does not.
I think back to what Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify. But in this situation, it seems to me the government may be asking us to trust it, but they can't verify why we ought to trust it.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As we're on the air, the NSA chief is before the United States Senate. They're talking about a very important matter, and this is the surveillance activity. And this comes on the heels of a serious concern by CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson. She was the one who broke the story on Benghazi and has had, it's according to her and CBS, unexplained activity going on her computer regarding the computer shutting off, turning on. We know there was, she said, files have been hacked, and those files that were hacked were only regarding Fast and Furious and the Benghazi incident. She said they also did that to her personal computer, and if they wanted to get her personal banking information, they could have obtained it. Nobody looked at that. They just looked at the records as it related to Fast and Furious and Benghazi. Listen to Byte 30.
Whoever was in my work computer, the only big stories, I guess, during the time period in question were primarily Benghazi and Fast and Furious. The intruders did have access to some personal information, including passwords to my financial accounts and so on, but didn't tamper with those. So they weren't interested in stealing my identity or doing things to my finances.
So this begs the question, of course, who was doing this? Was this the NSA? Of course, we know the IRS asked for one of our pro-life groups to have access to their computers, including passwords and temporary access to the back of the computer, in other words, the mechanics of the computer. So is this the government snooping? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, while we know this NSA program has been around for a while and we understand the importance of the surveillance, the distrust factor in the government is huge right now.
That's right. I mean, this is the administration that, you know, and one thing, you had President Obama say, you know, well, I'm no Dick Cheney. And the truth is he's not, because Dick Cheney didn't hide this. He wasn't afraid of telling people what was going on. And I think that's the problem, is that this administration acts pious. They act as if they're going to come in, change everything. You know, we're going to close this. We're going to stop doing this. And their supporters voted for them because of that. So they're upset, too. And what do we find out years later? They didn't close or stop anything. They expanded it. They brought on more executive power under the constitutional interpretation they have. It's expanded executive branch power. So I think, you know, it's the exact opposite of what they told their supporters and even the people who didn't support them.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls. How do you feel about the NSA matter? 800-684-3110. And how do you feel about protecting the Constitution? If you want to do that, call us right now and sign on to that committee, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, telling the president the Constitution counts. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
I break down.
Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution, bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Yes, everyone, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to get your sense about the political fallout from these scandals. I also want to get your sense of this NSA matter, where you are on this. It was interesting with Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News. The hacking issue becomes significant only because I think really everybody's suspicious right now of the government, because computers get hacked. But you wonder, is this the government doing that? 1-800-684-3110. We want your sense on where you see this administration right now. Do you trust the president? Do you trust the attorney general? How do you view what they're doing? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to the phones because the first caller coming in there, we've got an interesting, we're going to play a bite that follows it right up.
Yep, Skip in Minnesota, line one. He's not there.
Okay.
The call is dropped.
All right. Skip is not there. But here's what he was saying. They were going to draw the comparison about the relationship between how President Obama came into office and all the liberals were happy, and then comparing them to President Bush. And the president was asked this yesterday in his Charlie Rose interview. Listen to number 27.
The whole point of my concern before I was president, because some people say, well, you know, Obama was this raving liberal before. Now he's, you know, Dick Cheney. Cheney sometimes says, yeah, you know, he took it all lock, stock, and barrel. My concern has always been not that we shouldn't do intelligence gathering to prevent terrorism, but rather, are we setting up a systems of checks and balances?
Well, that's my concern too, Mr. President, because I don't think there is any checks and balances when you got the IRS investigating the FBI and the FBI investigating itself. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Than, let me get an update from you. Where does this look politically right now? How do you see it shaping up with, I would call it the summer of scandal?
Yeah, let me just say this. I mean, first of all, General Alexander testifying right now, as you said, Jay, and I would say just one positive thing, first of all. When we get a true administration official, we get no answers.
Right.
We're actually getting some answers from General Alexander, so
good.
That's refreshing for a change. But I think there are two discussions here, Jay. The first one is how much of this activity the American people are comfortable with. But the second one, and the one that was really getting a lot of focus, is the one you're talking about, and that is how much does do the American people trust this administration? And more, after they continue to fall on their face and drop the ball of responsibility, I think the answer to that is not very much at all. That's why this is going to continue throughout the summer. The American people don't trust this administration.
I think that's exactly what is in play here. And And when you look at these situations, you look at the politics of the situations, you understand how important this can be. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you something. We launched a new campaign yesterday. In 24 hours, over 20,000 people signed on to our petition to protect the Constitution. This is the summer when the Constitution is in crisis because of the administration's own actions. And we've got a petition up to tell the White House we are going to mandate that the Constitution is followed. If you want to join us in this fight, and 20,335 of you have already, then go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going right back to the phones.
Yep. Anna in Virginia, line six. Anna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Thank you for a great show.
Thank you.
And I was just talking yesterday on the couch, and he made a very interesting point. He said, you know, what if, you know, the president, all this, you know, have NSA harvesting all this information, what if Mitt Romney's campaign information was being harvested and the president used that to win the election?
Well, I mean, you've got all, there are all kinds of scenarios I can paint that are troubling. And let me give you a couple. There was the National Organization for Marriage leaked list, their membership list that was given to the IRS, which should have never been at the IRS in the first place, by the way, but it was at the IRS. They leaked it not just to a political campaign, to the people they were opposed to in court. And their individual donors' information went to those people. So that's number one. That's why we never give donor information to the IRS or any other government official. That's number one. Number two, and I think just as significant, we now know, we've got the picture on the IRS scandal that this was all taking place in 2010 because of the midterm elections. We know now it was mandated by Washington. We know the White House was involved with the leak of getting the information out and that fake question at the ABA meeting. We know all of this. And we look at that situation, Jordan, and that's why the American people right now are not only suspicious, but are outraged.
That's right. That's right. It's never... It's being told one thing and finding out the opposite. And I think that's why, you know, you don't have to be a liberal to be upset at President Obama here. Remember, he demonized the Bush administration for these tactics.
Right.
He still, when he was talking about Dick Cheney, that soundbite we played with Charlie Rose, when he's doing that, he was doing it in a negative way as if he is somehow better. As if he is doing it a different way. Yeah, he is. He expanded it without telling people. Demonizing behavior and then copying it and expanding it with the new technology doesn't fly. And it makes people wonder, you know, why did they buy into this whole idea that this was going to be so different, that this was so transparent? I like the part, again, this is one of my favorite, FISA courts and transparency. Now, I mean, the FISA courts are the least transparent courts in America and the most constitutionally questionable. I mean, when you look at the how secret they are, I mean, the fact is that's why this leak is an issue, because how did he even get a FISA court order? That's how secret this court is. You can't get the court orders until I think this one was supposed to come out in 2038, something like that. So 25 years later. Let's listen to this exchange, Byte 26, President Obama and Charlie Rose.
It's got to go to the FISA court with probable cause and ask for a warrant.
But so, has FISA courts turned down any request?
First of all, Charlie, the number of requests are surprisingly small, number one. Number two, folks don't go with a query unless they've got a pretty good suspicion.
Should this be transparent in some way?
It is transparent. That's why we set up the FISA court.
Well, first of all, the FISA court's not transparent because it's not supposed to be transparent. It's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. So it's not supposed to be transparent, number one. But Jordan and Than, and this is the question, we got a lot of calls coming, I'm going to get to those in a moment. It is the distrust factor, I think, that is the focus right now. You got to look at it and say, the American people, every day, there's new news. For instance, Steve Miller, the IRS acting commissioner who's now gone, took the early retirement. Remember, he couldn't remember how the White House information got out about the ABA planted question. Well, now Holly Pass said, well, she knows how that decision was made to have the planted question, that Mr. Miller came up with the idea and told the White House counsel. This is our government at work. And that's why I'm asking everyone that's listening to us to join us in a fight for the Constitution. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign on this petition. We want to get to 100,000 signatures to deliver to the White House to say, we, the American people, are demanding that the Constitution of the United States be followed. It's that simple and direct. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, Jordan and Than, here's the question. The president says the FISA court's transparent. We know that's absolutely ridiculous. It's outrageous. We look at the entire situation, and we remember that famous bite, and I want to play it now, number 17. This is President Obama and punishing our enemies. Then we're going to get Than and Jordan's opinion on this.
And if Latinos sit out the election, instead of saying we're going to punish our enemies and we're going to reward our friends who stand with us on issues that are important to us, if they don't see that kind of upsurge in voting in this election, then I think it's going to be harder. And that's why I think it's so important that people focus on voting on November 2nd.
Punish our enemies. Jordan, your reaction to that, then Than?
Yeah, I mean, well, this is why, you're right. We've now got the evidence. This is what this administration has followed through with what they said, which is they instructed their ground troops, their colleagues, their bureaucrats, their 90% federal government full of Democrats, you know, highly educated to carry out their orders. And that's exactly what Holly Paz, Lois Lerner, and Ingram, all those folks, the IRS, Carter Hull, that's what they were doing. And then and they were rewarded for it. They're at the White House over 150 times. I mean, they were brought in to the club. And then they've tried to get away with it. But notice, does any of this really shake the president that much? Does he act so shocked that this is all happening? No. He feigned outrage once and then has tried to spin it again as a partisan issue.
So then the question is, because I think it, Jordan's right, he's trying to turn it into a partisan issue. But the reality is, the more this goes, the worse it gets.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. Remember, we were told D.C. was not involved. Jordan just ran through the list of all the D.C. officials we know are involved. So this is the point. We had to discover all of that. They didn't volunteer any of it. We caught them in it. So there's no reason for us to believe that what we know now is the end of it. In fact, it's probably just the beginning.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, right.
Actually, let's do this. We're coming up right on a break. We'll grab a call when we come back from the break. We've got a Holly Paz quote I'm going to read when we come back also, folks, because this IRS thing, the more it goes, the worse it gets for the government. Hey, if you want to take action and say, you know what, I'm an American citizen, I want my constitutional rights protected, including by my president, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to that petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Light shining there in Washington, D.C. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to our phones. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yep, Norm in California, line one. Norm, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Norm.
Hi, Jay. Congratulations on the wonderful job you've been doing.
Thank you.
What I've considered is that this president is conducting what looks more like a military campaign against the citizens. What he's done, he's taken headquarters. He has also compromised communications. He is effectively cutting the supply lines in the form of bringing in hordes of non-productive people. And I know that by some might be considered prejudiced, yet I do not mention ethnicity.
You're talking about just general open border immigration policies.
Right.
Well, this is, elections have consequences. And I mean, here's what you got. You've got a president that said he's going to do these. Let me ask this question. Is anybody out there really shocked? Now, there are some things that are shocking. Shocking to me is that Lois Lerner went to the ABA meeting and planted a question. That had a lot of guts and was really bad. Really bad. And the White House knew about that. But are you surprised that the FBI is investigating itself about going after James Rosen, or the FBI is investigating the IRS? None of this surprises me. And I think if we're naive as the American people, this is what you get. But our job is to fight back, and you can't give up. I was telling this to somebody the other day. I texted him an email. I said, this too will pass. It will pass. So what we've got to do right now is fight for our freedoms, for our constitutional liberties. That's what's at stake here. Here's the test for the American people. The test is, are we a constitutional republic or are we a monarchy? Now, we're structured to be a constitutional republic, but the president's acting as if he's king. So the question for us is, which position are we going to take, and are we willing to stand up for our constitution? Because at the end of the day, that's what this is about right now. That's whether it's the HHS telling you as an employer you must have abortifacients and abortions as part of your health care coverage. It's whether the IRS saying a conservative organization is targeted, or the pro-life organization is told that their position is not supported by facts and is just an emotional argument. This is what the administration is doing. Kings issue an edict. Presidents are supposed to sign laws passed by Congress and are to be the executive. But that's not the way it's working right now. So here's what I'm asking everybody to do. I want you to join with us. We put out a petition yesterday morning, and in 24 hours have had over 20,000 signatures. In 24 hours, over 20,000 signatures to this petition. I want to encourage you right now, we're almost at 20,500, to go to aclj.org and say, you know what, I'm going to protect the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution's under attack. The Obama administration has systematically violated our fundamental rights. They have targeted their political enemies. The administration is targeting journalists. I mean, think about this, folks. They are sending up wiretaps on James Rosen. They went into, something's going on with that CBS reporter. We don't know the details of it. The IRS has directly attacked conservative organizations, pro-life organizations, pro-Israel organization, and Christian organization. The administration has lost, in our situation, 8 cases involving that HHS mandate, and they still got to force it down the American people and force it on the American people. So it's time to get back to first principles, to remind the President of the United States that he's not a king, that he took an oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States. So here's what I want everybody that's listening to do right now. I want to get this 20,000 up to 100,000. You go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and you sign on to that petition right now. ACLJ.org, or you simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Call now. Jordan, let's get another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Dan in Florida, line 3. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dan.
Jay, how you doing?
Good.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
You know, I support the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, when they put we the people, I don't know if we the people mean for those few people who make decisions and control us, or it mean we the decent citizens of this great country that work hard. In 1913, when the Federal Reserve under President Wilson created such agency, if President Wilson was here today, he'd be most disgusted and disappointed of himself to see what monster he had created.
Well, the IRS is the belly of the beast. I mean, let's be realistic right now. And they could, you could say what I worked for the agency right out of law school 250 years ago. My first job out of law school was in chief counsel's office of the IRS 33 years ago. I represented, one of my clients was tax exempt. What the IRS has done here is despicable, and they're apologizing. Well, they got sued already, and they're about to, by the way, we're about to amend that lawsuit. But you got to ask yourself, where's the president in all of this? You know, there's not a memo from the president to the White House. I don't believe from the White House to the, you know, Treasury saying do this. But I'll tell you this, folks. I think the message was loud and clear. Let's listen to what Charles Krautheimer had to say about where the president is.
Where's the president? Here's a president who triples the number of troops in Afghanistan and doesn't speak about it for a couple of years and is shocked that the country loses interest in the war and he has to, in the end, withdraw. He's running this unbelievably huge, invasive program whose only idea, whose only basis is the vast terror threat out there. So he doesn't only support his program, he contradicts it in public. And that's the total absence of leadership. And I think that's why his numbers, the poll numbers he now has, are markedly down.
Jordan and Than, let me go to Jordan first. Do you think that because the poll numbers of the president are down, do you think that this is just the summer doldrums or is this the summer of scandal?
You know, I think it's the summer of scandal, and I think that most of the time there would be the summer doldrums. I think people would take a step back. The Tea Party would not be protesting, tomorrow. Right. We wouldn't be participating. We wouldn't be speaking. There would not be these dueling Tea Party rallies on Capitol Hill, both the East and West Lawn. That's not normal for June in Washington, D.C., unless there's a real problem for an administration. This is the time period where people are distracted. Their kids are home from school. It's summer. People are taking vacations. They're trying to get away from the normal worries of the year, at least for a little bit of time. And so, you know, scandals come and go. Little issues come and go. This is really has been almost like a deluge, if you will, of just one after the other after the other. And now they're starting to build up. And now that it seems like we've gotten at least the basics of the scandals out, this is when you get the next level of information, which it's pretty shocking how many of these people are going down as we speak, people losing their careers over this, and we're just getting started.
Than, I was going to follow up on exactly what Jordan just said. You're talking to people on the Hill. What do they think the political ramifications of this are?
I think they're significant. Jordan's right. The president's numbers aren't flatlining. They're plummeting. And I think the basic reason for that is no matter if you're the press or you're the American people, it's becoming increasingly clear that you cannot object to this president's policies without becoming a target of the government. That's unacceptable. That's going to get the attention of the American people every single time.
Folks, that's why we're fighting back and fighting back aggressively. If you want to help us defend the Constitution of the United States, 20,534 of you have with phone calls, about 22,000 in one day, 22,000 of you. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org to defend the Constitution or 1-877-989-2255. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Investigation, I break down.
Scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution, bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Death Star approaching. Oh, you can't resist. All right, folks, so here's what we've got. I got a Democratic member of the Hamilton County, Cincinnati, Ohio area, where the famous IRS office is. He's a Democrat. He's on Neil Cavuto, our good friend Neil Cavuto's program yesterday. Here's what he said. Listen to this.
It just is offensive after a while when all the inside the beltway types are trying to palm this off as being done by some kind of a rogue agent in Cincinnati. This thing requires more than a rogue agent, I would think. It requires an evil genius, and I don't think there's any of those around here the last time I looked.
Well, no, they're all in Washington, D.C., the evil geniuses. And Jordan said they're really smart. They went to Ivy League schools, but they went to these government positions with an agenda. If you look at Lois Lerner's history at the FEC, she's asking Oliver North what kind of prayer activity he had with Pat Robertson. So then you move her to the IRS, and she targets the pro-life groups and says, well, your position is not supported by fact. So we shouldn't be shocked with any of this. Shouldn't be shocked with any of this. But the reality is we fight back, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We live in a constitutional republic. We've got a president that wants to be king, except we don't allow that here. And now the question is, how do we react as the American people to it? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, let's go to Tom in Virginia, line two. Tom, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Tom.
I don't think you guys are trying to make this so much of a partisan issue like you're doing. Like, it's just wrong in general. Talk about protecting the Constitution.
Well, who's saying it's a partisan issue?
I know, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, if you want to chase it back, it's like, I'm glad that all this NSA stuff is coming out now, because you don't know how long it's been going on. I mean, you look at
I do know how long it's been going on. It's been going on since about 2003. Knew about it. There have been articles about it. I don't have an objection to the NSA program. I have an objection to a government that allows a 29-year-old kid with no college training in any kind of specialty or any kind of training to have access to computers like this. That scares me a bit. And that's because the government is being run by people that don't care. Now, that's not everybody. That's not across the board, Tom. But it's partisan only because the president, they all work for the president of the United States. Remember the genius statement they made? Mr. Harvard Law School law professor at University of Chicago doesn't know the difference, though, between the executive branch of government and the legislative branch, because the IRS is an independent agency. Well, number one, it's not. The IRS is not an independent agency. The president appoints the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, the chief counsel of the IRS, and the Secretary of the Treasury. So this is, what's happening is, it's not the NSA as the NSA. It is how this information gets out and the way the White House spins it. And no one trusts the president because they did such a job of lying about Benghazi. Don't ever forget what happened in Benghazi. And Jordan Thamm, I keep going back to that because a lot of these scandals are horrible, but four Americans are dead, and the president said Susan Rice, who's now the National Security Advisor, which is a joke, out on five talk shows to say it was some stupid video that was on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is, again, this is who the president awards. And again,
right. he gets the prize.
As his closest advisors. And right, that gets the prize. I think that we all know at the end of the day here, the administration has got an enemies list. It's the media. Whenever the media turns, the moment you turn on this administration, boom, you're on that list. It doesn't take much either. I mean, the president, very thin-skinned.
Yep.
Even with Charlie Rose. I mean, it's Charlie Rose, and he's acting like he's about to go off. And you know, no wonder that Putin can just work us. I mean, just completely work, laugh in our face, basically. At what time in our recent history would our allies or at least partners arm the other side in a conflict and then laugh at the U.S. president's face?
I'm going to see if we have that old bite when the president talked to Medvedev and said to him, don't worry, tell Vladimir when I'm in next, after the election, I'm much more flexible. That's a comforting thought. All right, folks, we want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. If you want to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We'll take all of your rights
Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington, a concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS, an Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution, bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
You know, I mentioned before the break that I'm still, you know, you got to look at the scandals in the totality of circumstances, but also individually. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, the NSA situation. I'm not saying that's a scandal yet, although getting that information leaked like that certainly was. You look at the IRS being investigated by the FBI, the FBI investigating itself. Yeah, those are scandals. We're taking your calls on this, but I'm going to play something in a moment. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. But Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News has been really staying on top of the Benghazi situation, and I don't want to go away from this. Here's what she said in the same interview talking about her computer being hacked. Here's what she said.
A couple of very, very key unanswered questions in my mind continue to be, what did the president do that night? Why won't they tell us, you know, specifically what his actions were? And also, where did this YouTube narrative come from that this whole thing was the fault of the anti-Muslim video? Because we now have some more answers and documents that show the genesis of this in the early days, and we don't see mentions of the YouTube videos. But how was it decided that this would be a narrative that would be discussed by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and others in those early days and a couple of weeks after the attacks?
And Jordan, as you mentioned, and then Susan Rice goes out on the talk shows to promulgate this lie, and she gets rewarded for it because that's what the president does.
She gets put closer back into the inner circle. I mean, she was already very close, but she gets put back into the White House as the national security, you know, advisor. This, again, folks, you want someone like that running your national security program with Edward Snowden as their staff? Because that is your president. And that's why Putin will arm Assad, and they're working with Hezbollah. You know, I mean, this is and we may be, you know, the Britain and France are scared that we're giving out weapons in Syria and they may end up in the hands of Al-Qaeda or the Al-Nusra Front, as the administration's even discussed. This idea that, you know, what is going on here, that these are real decisions to make, and this is not a video game. You know, this is not a joke. And this is not just a hypothetical in a law school class,
right,
about how to run the country or the constitutional rights.
Fan, let me ask you this. So on the hearings coming up on the IRS, go back to that one for a moment. What do you think happens next? I mean, what are we going to see congressionally?
Yeah, well, Elijah Cummings, actually, Jay, is in the process still of trying to rush this along so that it's not thoroughly done. He wants to end the interviews that are happening right now with IRS agents. Daryl Issa is continuing those interviews. They're taking some time, quite frankly. There's a lot of agents. Each one of them has a lot of testimony. There is going to be another hearing, Jay. I thought it was likely going to be next week or maybe the week following. It might be a little bit further away because of the volume that's here.
The sheer number of information, because we've talked to some of the investigators.
Right.
There's a lot there.
Right. And but I guess I would just say the American people, we've got to pay attention here. This has got to be done thoroughly and fully. So when we hear Elijah Cummings say, why aren't we having more hearings? Why don't we have the transcripts? This is how an investigation is done. You get all of the facts, and then the people that have information that it can actually further the investigation, those are going to be the ones that are going to be brought into the hearing room.
All right, folks, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Leonard, Washington State, line 5. Leonard, welcome to JSEC-HO Live.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yep.
With all these scandals going on, you know, as far as, you know, IRS and all that, I can understand that. But with the NSA and what you said about that young kid, it's just unreprehensible. And as far as getting these people's phone records without a warrant, if this keeps up by the NSA, you're going to start seeing over a few months people going from people having postpaid cell phones to people having prepaid.
Oh, I think people are nervous. And look, you look at the James Rosen situation, our friend from Fox News, and look what they did there. I mean, you got the Attorney General of the United States goes to the Congress and says, I would never do something like go after a reporter's sources and records. While he went to the three judges, because the first two said no, takes out an affidavit that says not only did James Rosen, knowing conspiratorial crime committed, but basically accuses him of being, not basically, accused him of being a criminal, and said he's a flight risk. And we're going to give them a pass on this? The thing is, here's my question. Will the mainstream media, there a lot of them are aggravated, but Jordan and Than, have they reached the point of just aggravated or are they angry? And there's a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we aggravated, angry. I don't think that it matters. I mean, I think that it's gotten to a point where we don't trust the administration. They are investigating themselves. They use terms. They use words. There's no action taken. They are putting the blame on the lowest learners, the Holly Pazes, and the blame is what? I mean, it's paid administrative leave. They can't access your computer after a month.
That's not just lowest learners. It was Holly Paz too, and their computer access did not stop until the 13th of June. So they got it for a month until the White House, Treasury Council, IRS Council, sent out a memo saying they can no longer have access. For 30 days, Lois Lerner had access to every file, including our client's file that were being worked on. That in of itself is so outrageous. I cannot believe the administration's getting away with this nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, that's it right there. I mean, a month that she had access to all of the people's tax information. A month that they had access to their documents.
Right.
I mean, and this is after they were put on, you know, Lois Lerner was put on leave. I mean, immediately following this whole planted question. And they acted surprised.
Shocked.
Remember that they acted like they didn't know she was planning that question. Then we found out she planned it with the deputy chief of staff at the White House.
Right. That has been confirmed, by the way, by Holly Paz in her statements to the House of Representatives investigators. Let's go to Chris Jordan on line one.
Yep, Chris, welcome to JSEC-HO Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you very much. I just don't understand this. This has been going on since the Bush administration. And
What has been going on since the Bush administration?
Well, the hacking of emails and the surveillance.
Well, the hacking of emails did not go under the Bush administration. The NSA program, yes, you're right about it. The NSA program has been around since 2003. But not hacking like the James Rosen situation or what's happening to the reporter from CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson. But go ahead.
The question I have is, you know, the Boston Marathon,
yep.
If citizens were being phone tapped and all of that, how come they weren't under?
Chris, you're asking the right question. How is it that we've got all these surveillance information and these coordinated phone call checking, and these guys go to Dagestan and Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano said, well, there was a ding, but he was no longer being looked at. And no one asked him when he came back from his overseas trip, what he was doing there and what was going on. He was already under surveillance. And taking a step further, Chris, we had concern coming to us from the Russians and ignored it. How about this one, folks? When that tragedy happened in Boston, remember the FBI came up there and said, we need your help in locating who these two guys are? And they showed that picture because they knew they had the two guys, but they didn't know who they were. FBI agents in Boston had interviewed those two guys, I think it was 14 months before. Now, ask yourself this question. If two FBI agents interviewed these guys, how come they didn't say, I know who those guys are, I interviewed them? I'll tell you why they didn't say it. Because then the real nonsense of what's going on inside these agencies would have been exposed. I've got a client in New York that runs a crisis pregnancy center. They've been contacted by the domestic terrorism unit of the FBI. What do? Provide women alternative to abortion. So instead of going after crisis pregnancy centers, maybe they should catch the terrorists. That might be a really good idea. Let's try to get another call in, Jordan.
Yep, Bob in California, line 4. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, from what you've been saying, it sounds like the president is starting to act like Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro.
Well, he's, you know, Jordan, I'll get your opinion on this. I think he's running this thing like it's a monarchy. I think he looks at the Congress as a necessary evil, but who wants to have to deal with him? So he does it by, you know, stroke of the hand and by policy.
And he's,
and he's got his allies surrounding him, believe me.
He does have serious allies. I mean, he, you know, the difference would be that, you know, he's got a certain amount of years left in his presidency, but the truth is, I think it comes clear this, how little does he care about Congress? How little does he care about his opinion or standing in the world? You know, he could have made changes to his cabinet, but instead he gets rid of Hillary Clinton and keeps Eric Holder.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that'll tell you a lot. You know, he keeps Susan Rice, and in fact, brings her closer in. Brings her back into the White House fold as the head of national security.
But here's
the head of national security.
But don't worry.
This is the woman who couldn't become the Secretary of State because she lied on every television show after Benghazi.
But remember what the President of the United States told to the former President of Russia. Now we're having to deal with Putin, and you saw the way that Putin just kind of blew the President off. But this is what he said to the President Obama said to our former President, to the former President of Russia. Take a listen.
This is my last election.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
A little more flexibility. I guess that includes all the scandals that we're now seeing. If you're the enemy of the president, you get to be on the list. Well, folks, we're fighting back because that's what Americans do, and we're going to continue to do that. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign up for our social media, follow Jordan on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, ACLJ.org's Facebook, ACLJ's Facebook. I've got a Facebook. Jordan has Facebook. Get engaged in the social media. And we want you to stay engaged in this issue defending our Constitution. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I want to encourage you to stand for our Constitution. We don't have a monarchy, no king here. We've got a president that's supposed to be subject to the Constitution. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. In this segment of the broadcast, I'm going to play for you two interviews that happened on Friday. First of all, Jay was on with Sean Hannity on his broadcast talking about the potential for trying terrorists in Article 3 domestic courts. And then also on Friday, Jordan went on CBN to give an update on this IRS scandal. We are, of course, adding clients to our complaint, amending our complaint. Also, new news about Holly Paz over the weekend. Jay and Jordan had a chance to discuss both those issues on Friday. I wanted to play those interviews for you now.
Welcome back to the special edition of Hannity. The department tasked in part with helping to defend the homeland from terrorism has a man at the helm who appears to be either unable or unwilling to aggressively prosecute the war on terror. All right, joining me now, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy and Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice. KSM would have had the rights of any American citizen.
Yeah, and think about what that means, Sean, because we're at war, not just rhetorical war. Congress actually passed an authorization for the use of military force right after the 9/11 attacks. This guy is basically a general in the enemy army, and we got the Attorney General of the United States not only saying that we should treat him just like we treat a common criminal, but that he's allegedly involved in the 9/11 attacks.
Unbelievable. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, the idea that the chief prosecutor of the United States, the Attorney General, uses the phrase allegedly. Of course, the whole idea of bringing KSM to New York was absurd to begin with and treating him as if it was a crime rather than an act of terror. But this is not unusual for this administration. You know, when they want to claim war powers, they don't hesitate to do it, but they don't want to call it a war on terror, but then they want to utilize war powers when it's convenient for the administration. So that you don't get it both ways here. And I think what Andy said is absolutely right. I mean, this is, you know, to be an attorney general, you have to be an attorney and a general. And frankly, Eric Holder has failed that task, in my opinion.
All right, juxtapose that with Eric Holder's position on James Rosen of Fox or the broader program of PRISM, yeah, where we are literally, you know, all this sweeping information that they're collecting on American citizens, they don't seem as sensitive to that.
Yeah, the Rosen thing is really, the most outrageous thing, I think, about the Rosen thing is Holder's explanation is more troubling than his explanation for giving Congress incorrect information.
Well, he lied.
Yes, but, you know, he says, well, I lied
twice
because
now.
I had to tell the court that he was a suspect so that they would give me the authorization. Well, Congress passed that statute because you're not supposed to tell the court he's a suspect unless you've already decided to prosecute him, which is what he says he wasn't going to do.
Right. Didn't make sense. He either lied to Congress or the court.
And, of course, he also said he was a flight risk.
Yeah, Jay,
yeah,
did
he was
he
a
lie
flight risk
Congress
as well to get the judge, the third judge they went to try to get this resolved. So it was absurd from the beginning. But calling James Rosen a co-conspirator, but this is part and parcel of the way the Department of Justice is being run now. And the reality is we're having to deal with it on a daily basis.
Some on the left have declared the IRS Tea Party targeting scandal is over, but nothing could be further from the truth. New complaints have been pouring into the American Center for Law and Justice, which is representing two dozen clients who faced IRS badgering.
And joining us now with more is Jordan Sekulow of the ACLJ. Jordan, I understand you are hearing new complaints of IRS intimidation. What's going on behind the scenes with this case?
We had, when we filed the initial case last week on behalf of 25 clients, that was historic. And we knew that there would be more people who may want to add, but we didn't know just how many. And we're now looking at somewhere around 100 contacts have come in. And a couple of them we've just signed on recently as clients, we'll be amending our lawsuit, have got some new information in letters they received, and we're going to be releasing it more and more as we go through. I mean, we're literally just going through stacks of paperwork. But here's an example. This is a pro-life group out of Texas. This pro-life group was asked, was told by the IRS that, though we're not supposed to, of course, there's something called viewpoint discrimination that the government, when assessing if you're eligible for tax special tax status, is not looking into what view you have, but whether or not you're the right kind of organization with those views to get the status, and said basically, you know, the usual questions, and then went on to say your views and positions are unsupported by facts. And that you are also substantially using inflammatory and disparaging terms and express conclusions more on the basis of strong emotional feelings than objective evaluation. I did not know that the IRS was full of scientists as well. That was to a pro-life group because of their pro-life views. Asking a Tea Party group, this was new, for their login data on their website. Can we please have a temporary username and password? So the more time that we've got after we filed that lawsuit, the more we're learning just how high up. I mean, some of these officials that are named in our lawsuit personally and officially have now been to report that they weren't just put on leave, but maybe have even been fired from the IRS.
Unbelievable. The evidence now shows that this targeting was directly linked to Washington. John Boehner says that he doesn't buy the president's claim that he did not know about this. Do you buy that claim as well?
Absolutely not. You know, you had IRS officials going to the White House more than any other branch in government. Makes no sense at all. They were meeting with high-level officials. This is the fact that the Attorney General of the United States has been to the White House less than two IRS officials over these past few years. And I mean, we're talking about numbers compared into the 150-plus visits compared to the Attorney General in the 40 or so visits. It's impossible to believe. And I don't think any of us have to realize to believe this never came up. The president himself attacked these groups. So did his campaign advisors, saying that he believed they were improper and that they were nasty and they had to fight them back. And he met, and his staff was meeting with the IRS more than ever. Are we going to find a letter from the president? Is this with the Watergate tapes? No, that's not what people are saying. But to seem as if the IRS didn't feel like it was being directed from the top, and to have these statements like, well, it's over because of one person who's unnamed, whose position doesn't exist. I thought what happened this week was you had some Democrat allies of the president throw that out there and kind of test the waters to see if people would move on. And then the answer was no.
All right, real quickly, the president said the IRS targeting of conservative upsets him. What has he done to hold the IRS accountable since the story broke?
You know, Lois Lerner, at least until last week, still had access to her emails and all of the records on her computer. She was put on administrative leave, but not yet fired. And of course, she was the person directing the tax-exempt organizations, the same person who at the FEC inquired about different organizations' content of their prayer, which happened again here. This is a long pattern. We're talking decades of direction like this. Holly Paz may have been, she named in our lawsuit, may have been fired, but we don't know. The problem is that the president says he'll get tough on things and then goes silent. And that's very tough for the American people to understand. What does that mean? Of course, the spending scandal then comes out as well. This is just the beginning, and I think just this new information. Imagine the IRS asking for your username and password, and we've got it on the record.
Unbelievable. Jordan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Again, folks, that was kind of just a snapshot of what we've been working on over the weekend, everything from terrorist trials in Article III courts to this ongoing IRS scandal. If you want to stand with the ACLJ in our work and stand to protect the Constitution with all the assaults that are coming against it and against the rule of law, against our way of governance, we'd ask that you would call now, sign our petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But call now, 877-989-2255.
Scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.